up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. We'll take your calls about anything, and we'll start out by going to Frank in New York. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Frank.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hey, good evening, sir.
Yeah, I heard something very interesting today on a radio station. As you know, over the last couple years, you and I have discussed intellectual property law, constitutional law, some, you know, more traditional areas of the law. But the person was talking about going into court and having to identify oneself, but not providing a driver's license or birth certificate. And basically, what was said was that when the judge asked the person to identify themselves with a document, such as a birth certificate or a passport or a driver's license, the plaintiff said to the judge, quote, am I engaging in a legal contract by disclosing this information? And the judge looked flabbergasted and again threatened the person with contempt of court.
Mm-hmm.
And the person repeated with the same tone, I guess, that the judge used, asking again, am I being da-da-da-da? So what happened was the judge dismissed the case. That was it, to the chagrin of everyone. And the person that was talking about this said it had not to do with our constitutional law or our state law, but had to deal with the notion of a maritime law that functions as the common law in the United States that's derived from Great Britain. So I've never heard this before, but I thought since you guys always talk about civil liberties and libertarian issues, that maybe, you know, you guys have heard of that and could shed some light on it, because I had never heard about that.
Yes, I have heard of it. No, wait, can you clarify for me? I missed a point that you made. Where did you hear about this?
I heard it on a radio talk show dealing with legal issues, and it kind of surprised me because, you know, I understand the notion of state laws, state constitution, the federal law, the federal constitution, and the different areas of law, such as intellectual property, constitutional law, torts, and different things. But I had never heard that by refusing to participate, by showing them a legal document, that you liberate yourself from being, quote, an entity of the corporate corporation that is the government.
Right. We've heard a lot about this stuff over the years. I've spent some time delving into it because I found it absolutely fascinating, and I was thrown in jail for what was essentially a 90-day sentence that I managed to get out of early by bowing down to the almighty man in the robe after 3 days. But essentially, I attempted to do something like this. I don't know. I forget exactly what the question was that I asked. You can hear me asking the question on the arrest video, which if you look for Ian Freeman arrested or something like that on YouTube, you can probably find that.
Okay.
But I asked something like that, and as soon as the words left my mouth, the man had me arrested and charged with contempt of court and thrown in jail.
Because so, what happened was...
Point of information here, Frank.
Go ahead.
When somebody calls a radio show and makes a claim like that, I would demand better proof. I want to see the video footage from the courtroom. I want the audio evidence of what happened. It's not to say I don't believe it could happen.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to make sure that what they're saying is the truth.
Right. Because if the next guy to do it once is going to try to drive it home, and you know that dog may not hunt.
Right. Because it occurred to me that the person couldn't be in contempt of court because the person did do what the judge said, which was to identify oneself. But by not providing the driver's license or the birth certificate or the passport, which are, in a sense, legitimate documents granted by the corporation of the government or the state, that the judge had to dismiss it. And as I said, if that's the case, one would assume that the same principles could be applied to even tax law, you know, different events whereby one is engaging with, you know, the government on many levels or with police or whatever. So I
think
that's
one of the
reasons.
Yeah, Frank, I think that one of the reasons it happened to me so quickly, at least, was because I had spoken out of turn during the arraignment. I was called during the arraignment, I went up and just spoke as I walk up to the front of the room, and that pissed him off. And so he was essentially getting me back for what I'd done to him. Mm-hmm. That was his opportunity to essentially have me thrown in a cell to show me how powerful he is, mm-hmm. and how he's got men with guns who will follow his every command, no matter how legal or illegal. And so I think that was a factor. I think I might have had more success in my questioning because I wanted to ask him a bunch of questions. I had several questions, and it was when I was trying to throw out one of the first questions that he had me arrested. So I don't know if there is legitimacy to that. We haven't really seen too many people try it here in Keene. It's beginning to be more likely that people are going to try these things as more cases start happening.
Yep.
And we have cameras in the court. We have audio recording devices. So when these things do occur, we will know what works and what doesn't work, at least in the case of this one courtroom. The thing is, when you're dealing with a different man in a robe in a different courtroom, mm-hmm. you may be dealing with a completely different set of arbitrary rules that he's playing by.
Sure.
So what one judge will do or what one robed man will do compared to another robed man, your mileage may vary, is what I'm saying.
Can I say one
thing? I would love to see evidence that this works. I would love to see evidence that this approach works. I haven't seen it.
I have one comment before I hang up, and that is that you're right. The judges tend to have a lot of leeway in the United States. And what separates the judges in Europe from the United States is that the judges in the countries in Europe, in order to be a judge, they have to take extensive examinations that are even greater than, let's say, the bar exams. And so they have a very knowledgeable persona as the judge, whereby in the United States, many of the judges, even though they may be practicing attorneys, have very little understanding of the law, since A, most of them are appointed on a federal level, and B, on a local level, they're elected through a political process. So in a sense, there's really no check and balance on the competency of the judge regarding jurisprudence. You can only hope that they do have some competence, but there's no standard test that they should have to take every 10 years that would make sure that they're aware of, you know, the most recent decisions by the Supreme Court and the various courts and things in their, you know, area of expertise.
There's
so
really
that's
not
what I
much.
Wanted to say.
Thank you, Frank, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. I'd like to add to that, though. I don't know how more competent the judges are in Europe as compared to here. The thing is, regardless of what kind of system rules they have in place as far as testing or mandates and things that hoops that the judges, the robed people, have to jump through in order to retain or attain their positions, you still are dealing with the core problem that this is a one-size-fits-all system. The justice system in the Western world is arbitrary. It is something that just allows these people to get away with whatever it is they want to. And there's nothing that you can really do about it. There's no – this particular judge yelled. He was out of his mind when I was in the courtroom with him, and there's video footage of him just going out of control. Yet the judicial commission that is set to oversee such judges essentially brushed away the complaint. So one of the people that was in the courtroom filed a complaint with the judicial commission to have them look at this and say, look, your own rules say – that when a judge is going to charge someone with contempt of court, when he has the intention to do that, he has to give them a warning. He has to be calm. He has to be cool. He has to essentially point out to this person that, hey, what you're doing will result in you getting a contempt of court charge.
Right,
that
and the
didn't
judge
happen.
Didn't do that in your case. Your case happened to be in, on a Friday, so they packed you away to jail for the weekend.
Right.
And the judge made this mistake and threw you in jail for supposedly making a mistake of being in contempt.
But how do you challenge that once you're in jail?
Where is his jail time is what
it
I want to know.
Happen. The judicial commission said, well, you know, we looked
he did
at
fine.
It. It's everything's fine. So you've got that problem in Europe. You've got that problem here because it's a one-size-fits-all system. If you don't like it, too bad. You got to pay taxes anyway. So what can solve that problem, I think, is not some sort of rearranging the deck chairs on the Titanic of changing the rules for the judges, but to actually change over to a market-based system of arbitration where the arbitrators are competing for your business, where they're competing on the factors of knowledge and the factors of fairness and the factor of speediness and that sort of thing, customer satisfaction, if you will. In current courts, it's just a crapshoot. You know, how's the judge feeling after he got out of bed this morning? More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? You should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapon permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. Now is the time you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. And the Millionaire Patriot is paying his own money to help you get it. This is real. Thousands have already taken advantage of it, and you should too. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course plus 30-state concealed weapon permit for pennies on the dollar. And get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free handgun.
This is an emergency alert. Do not take risky vaccinations this fall. I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz, a Harvard-trained public health expert, urging you to go to FluScam.com and learn the secrets behind the current flu, who's behind it, the labs it came from, and the vaccine poisons. Learn why Barack Obama's science czar recommends vaccinations to sterilize people to reduce populations, and why OxySilver is making vaccinations and toxic antibiotics unnecessary. OxySilver is far safer than colloidal silvers. It works so well saving lives and money, protecting you and your family, it has been targeted for elimination by the drug cartel. Learn more about amazing OxySilver and order it online at OxySilver.com. If you call right now, I'll send you a free information kit. Call toll-free 888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Order OxySilver today. This call could save your life.
How many times have you been in a situation where having a hidden audio or video recorder would have made a difference in your life? In the past, owning a hidden video recorder has been expensive and too much of a bother to carry. That was then. This is now. Introducing Diginet Spy Sunglasses. These sunglasses contain a small hidden camera that will record up to 4 hours of real-time audio and video. The Diginet sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful searches and seizures, town hall meetings, proving your innocence, or any other situation you'd like to record. And if sunglasses aren't for you, check out the DigiPen. It does the same great job as the sunglasses, but in the form of a functional pen. Video never lies. Watch Big Brother back. Visit diginet.net. That's diginet.net. 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 Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 today.
Attention landscapers, house painters, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, gutter cleaners, and anyone who has their own home service business. Would you love to build a huge and loyal customer base fast? Well, now you can. Introducing the Magic Yellow Flyer. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. Get new customers and build a solid customer base. Throw away all of the other ineffective and expensive advertising methods. You need the Magic Yellow Flyer. Corporate America is destroying our country, and it's time to rebuild the backbone of America. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Don't have a home business? The Magic Yellow Flyer comes with 15 hot home businesses that you can start at a minimum cost. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. That's MagicYellowFlyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves by dialing toll-free. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Features including the live streams, broadband version of the show, and a dial-up version. Both are free for you at listen.freetalklive.com. Oh, and we've got a webcam as well. Oh, and something brand new that I wanted to talk about tonight. We now have the Free Talk Live listen lines. Now, they sound like only one phone number, but this thing's open to apparently an unlimited or significantly large amount of people. So just because I'm giving you one phone line doesn't mean that you're going to get a busy signal. You're going to get right through. If you dial 1-217-238-6220, and it's on our website at freetalklive.com, but if you go and you dial the listen line, you can call from any phone, anywhere, and all you have to pay for is the long distance. So if you've got a cell phone where you get free long distance, then you're just paying for minutes. If you've got one of those unlimited long distance packages, like you might for your business or something like that, I've got one of those.
Some packages. Cell phones have the Wi-Fi connection. Some cell phone packages are unlimited minutes.
Yeah, so whatever it costs you to make a call.
Don't forget that many nights and weekends are unlimited.
Free, yeah, absolutely. So whatever it costs you to make a long distance call is what it's going to cost you to call the Free Talk Live listen line and listen to our, essentially, it's our internet stream available over any phone anywhere. Pretty cool. The number's 217-238-6220. It's also available for our Liberty Radio Network. You just change the last digit to a 1 and you'll get the Liberty Radio Network. Pretty cool. And it's great. It's something we've been looking at doing for a long time, and the opportunity fell into our lap. It was perfect, and so we ran with it. And again, the details are on the TuneIn page on the website. So we're not going to give that number out every single night just because we've got enough damn numbers that we're giving out with our call-in line. But if you go to freetalklive.com, you'll be able to access that any old time. So punch it into your cell phone, and then you can have Free Talk Live wherever you are, even if you don't have like a smartphone, for instance. If you don't have a smartphone, you can't listen to the stream through your phone until now. Now you just have to call that number, and then it's whatever your long-distance rates are. Does that make sense?
Yep.
All right. So lots of ways to listen. freetalklive.com.
Go to audiblepodcast.com and check out. There's more than 60,000 audiobooks over there for you to peruse through, and you can get one for free by going to audiblepodcast.com/FTL. You won't get a free one unless you go to audiblepodcast.com/FTL, and you can try out their service. It's really quite great. These books are not abridged. It's the whole thing. audiblepodcast.com/FTL for a free one.
So we were talking with Frank in New York. We're going to get back into the call. I just had one more thought on this, because I'd asked you, Mark, darn it, what was the question I'd asked? Because Frank had called in to say he heard on a radio show somebody talking about an experience they had in court where the person was asked what their name was, and they responded back with something to the effect of, "Are you attempting to enter into a contract with me?" And I was trying to remember what the exact question I had asked when it was in court, and you said it was, Mark, what was the question?
Are you making an offer?
Are you making an offer? Which is essentially a rephrasing of, are you attempting to enter into a contract? That was my intention, was to find out if, well, are you asking me to do this? Are you asking this question? Are you calling me up here and you're making an offer? Because the suggestion is that the judge is always making an offer, that what they're doing is always making an offer to you, and that by going along with their rules, going along with their little demands, that you're accepting their offer. There's like an unspoken agreement, essentially, that you're giving your unspoken consent, basically. That's the suggestion there with that.
It makes sense.
And so it was a simple question. Are you making an offer, yes or no? Well, he arrested me.
Yeah, there was your offer.
And so what I'm trying to say here is, does this mean it doesn't work in all cases? I don't know. I haven't seen it tried enough to really make a determination on that. But one of the things that the people who advocate for this particular position get to claim is, oh, well, you didn't do it right.
Yeah.
So you didn't use the right magic words. And, well, if that's the case, then I want you to show me how to do it right. Show me and everybody else who could benefit from this. Because if there is some magical phrase that will just make a rogue man dismiss a case, which is what Frank said the radio caller had claimed, that all he did was ask if he was trying to enter into a contract with him, had to ask it twice, and the judge dismissed the case. If there really is some proof that that is happening, that is something that is possible, I would love to see it. Because normally when you talk to people about this, what they say is, well, you know, we went into a settlement. In some cases, they'll claim, well, there was a settlement that said that I can't reveal any of that information. Oh, yeah, I've got the transcript of the case, but I can't reveal it to you because I'm under agreement with them to not do that. That's very intriguing sounding, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Ooh, wow, you got them to agree that if you just didn't reveal their little scam, that they'd leave you alone? Really? That's quite a claim. Of course, since you can't reveal how you did it, we can't really verify your claims, now can we? So I would love to see some of this stuff working, but I haven't seen the evidence for it. And somebody calling a talk radio show claiming they've done it, not good enough for me.
No, we've been called with a lot of this stuff.
Yeah.
It's generally by people who haven't tried it
exactly
themselves.
Let's continue, though, and take your phone calls about what you want. Go to Jeff in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Jeff.
Yeah, I just want to talk about how corrupt these judges are, especially in the state courts. I mean, I had a lawsuit once against a corporation, and I had made a motion before the court, and in my motion I had referenced previous exhibits that I had on file at the county here. And this particular judge that was ruling on my motion said, well, if you didn't physically attach the exhibits to your motion, then I can't read them, even though these exhibits are on file as part of my court docket of actions. I mean, it was just absolutely ridiculous.
So in his own court, in the clerk's office, he had the information. You didn't give it to him. You didn't hand it to him, so therefore it wasn't valid.
It's on all their electronic files, and I found out that there's a Supreme Court case. It's called the Haynes case that says any unrepresented litigant, which is what I was, that has any defect in their papers, the judge has to give them corrective instructions and give them time to refile. So, I mean,
did he do that?
No, absolutely not. She just said, you know, I found this out after the fact. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I got shafted, and I think it's just going to either there's going to come a point where there's a tipping point where we just say we can't take it anymore, or you know, we're just going to sink into some kind of big national morass. What do you think's going to happen? I don't know.
Well, I think people should be to the point where they're saying they're not going to take it anymore and begin non-cooperating. And as I've said before, you don't need to go in 100%. You don't need to non-cooperate on everything. Having a lot of people, having 100% of the people non-cooperating on 1% of the things would be a big burden for the government. Having, you know, 5% of the people cooperating, non-cooperating 25% of the time would be pretty burdensome. The more people that can non-cooperate, the more people that will take that risk of saying no to the government's demands and their arbitrary diktats, the better, as far as I'm concerned. But I think it's going to be a more powerful situation when those people are together in the same place, which is why I believe the Free State Project is the answer to achieving liberty in our lifetime.
All right. Well, good luck with that. God bless. Bye-bye.
Thank you for the call. I appreciate it. At 800-259-9231. You know, I wanted to add something to this judge conversation that we're having here about these robed men that apparently can do whatever they want. There's actually a provision in the New Hampshire court rules. And there may be some similar provision in your state. It tends to be that the kind of all the Western governments have very similar rules. The numbering system is different, but usually it's essentially boilerplate. One takes the copy from the other, maybe makes a few changes, and there's a lot of very similar rules. So right there in the New Hampshire court rules, it basically says that a judge can waive the rules at any time, as long as he has good reason. So it's all right there. I mean, they even admitted in their own court rules that, hey, we'll do whatever we want as long as we have good reason. Who gets to determine whether it was a good reason? The judge. And who gets to oversee him? His buddies that he plays golf with. So they can do whatever they want, and they admit it right to your face. It's Free Talk Live.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for Ixquick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week Start Page Challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to startpage.com instead. Try 7 days of Start Page and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try startpage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's startpage.com.
When looking at your personal preparedness level, remember the freeze-dry guy. During times of physical and emotional stress like the uncertain times we live in today, it is vital that you not alter your diet too much. You should only store what you usually eat, because one day you may have to eat only what you have stored. Lucky for you, there's the freeze-dry guy. Featuring the superior nutrition and taste you've come to expect, the freeze-dry guy has a wide variety of choices in freeze-dried foods. All freeze-dried foods are no-cook products, requiring only hot water and a few minutes of your time. The freeze-dried guy has been serving various government agencies as well as the private sector with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. Consider the technological advances made in computers from the punch card days of the 60s and 70s to the high-speed personal computers of today. Comparably, the advances made in food storage from the World War II era till now are equally great. Visit the website at www.freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663.
Attention, an important product from hempusa.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Did you know that colon cancer is one of the most common forms of cancer in the U.S.? Did you know that the number one health problem patients complain to doctors about is gastrointestinal related? Health experts predict that almost every American will develop some type of colon disease, polyp, tumor, or cancer in their lifetime. If you suffer from constipation, irritable bowel syndrome, frequent gas, or other intestinal related problems, you need to take action. That's why you need Temple Cleanse. Temple Cleanse is a unique colon cleanser that works by delivering oxygen and magnesium to the intestinal system to stimulate a gentle yet effective cleanse. It's the most effective colon cleanse product on the market and one of the best decisions you can make for your health. To learn more and to order your very own supply of Temple Cleanse, visit healthtruthrevealed.com. That's healthtruthrevealed.com or call 1-800-593-6273. That's 1-800-593-6273 today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want by dialing toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And we're inviting you to our website at freetalklive.com. We've got a Facebook profile. You can become a fan by going to facebook.freetalklive.com. That's facebook.freetalklive.com. And what if you found out the best liberty activists from around the world were moving to the same place in order to achieve liberty in their lifetimes? Wouldn't you want to join them? It's happening, and you can be a part of it. Join the Free State Project at freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. As we continue taking your phone calls about what you want, Andrew's in Massachusetts, and you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Andrew.
Hi, guys. I have three quick questions for you, actually.
Okay.
And the first is in regarding to setting up a small township, and if you know what would be involved, and if that might be a better route to achieving liberty, as opposed to trying to fight a small liberal government, instead trying to set up your own small township with maybe no police, no fire, doing it all on a voluntary kind of basis.
I've thought about doing this myself, but the fact is you're going to have a very difficult time. I don't know what it's like in every state. Some states have these home rule, their home rule states, as they call them. I don't know about Massachusetts. I know that New Hampshire is not one. The charter for a town in New Hampshire comes from the state of New Hampshire.
So you'd have to beg the state for permission.
You have to beg the state, not to mention the state, I'm certain, is going to go to your town who doesn't want to lose
the
property tax revenue that you give them. The very useful revenue that you give them for all the valuable services that they give you. So I think that there's some challenges to it, honestly.
I may have read some misinformation, but in Montana, I guess there are what's called unincorporated towns, and I think they don't want those towns to be incorporated. I don't know if Montana would lend itself to this kind of independent township.
There are unincorporated areas, I believe, in New Hampshire. Aren't there places up north, Mark, like have the population one Hearts location
or
something
like that?
Yeah,
they have things like that, yeah.
So there are such things around here, and there's no reason why you couldn't just declare yourself a free town or something like that, like, you know, have a whole bunch of people move to the same street and then write up a document that says you're all declaring your independence and seceding from the town. I don't know. It's all just a bunch of paperwork, right? What really comes to what really matters is what happens as far as people cooperating with their demands, because you can write up your own little declaration of independence and say you secede, but when the property tax bill comes around, because they're not going to just not send it to you, they're going to believe that you're still part of their town, and they're going to send the property tax bill to you, and the question becomes, what do you do then?
I guess it would be interesting to see how that would play out, if it would play out the way you say, or if it could have a different effect on things. But
well, I'll tell you, the optimum situation would be wherever, place allows you to charter yourself, whether it's, you know, I don't know, in every state it's going to be different, but whatever organization allows you to charter yourself would say, okay, you're a town, go ahead and do what you want. But it sounds like a really unlikely circumstance. It sounds like one would have to put a lot of work and money into that situation, and then one has to weigh that against, well, how much am I paying in property taxes? You know, and who's going to benefit off of it? And you know, I think there's some difficulties with it. I support you, but good luck.
Yeah, I think anything that involves asking permission of the establishment is not going to be very successful.
Right, the establishment is taking your money and you're giving it to them. Okay, and they don't want to not get your money anymore.
A point
okay, question
taken.
Two.
Two, People for Mathematically Perfected Economy is a proposal for a currency that does not have interest, and you pay back what you borrow based on the expected life expectancy. For example, a home, the example is given a 100-year life expectancy. You could pay a home at $1,000 a year for the expected life expectancy of 100 years.
I don't entirely understand who's going to pay back a loan over a 100-year period.
The person taking out the loan.
But people don't live 100 years.
Right. You don't pay based on your life expectancy. You pay on the life expectancy of what you're borrowing against. Like a car might be 10 years. A home might be 100 years.
Okay. There's homes that are that are older than 100 years up here. Are they free?
No. This isn't my proposal. This is a currency that I found. I don't necessarily agree with this currency, but it is an alternative. And I did find it through the Liberty Dollar.
That doesn't sound like a currency. That sounds like an alternative method for giving a loan out. A currency is money. Money is it's a go-between. It's a medium of exchange. It sounds to me like you're proposing an alternative loan model. Which is, you know, fine, but as Mark says, well, what do you do after that particular term? You know, how do you deal with a used car?
I don't actually agree with this.
Right. Okay. Okay. Right. So neither do we.
I don't know whether I agree or disagree.
I don't like what I'm hearing.
I have to hear more, and I have problems with what I've heard so far.
Yeah.
And free staters as police officers. Are there any free stater police officers?
No, I've heard of one that is thinking about it. He seems to be on the fence as to whether or not he wants to move or whatever.
All right, thanks, guys.
Yep, thank you. The definition of a free stater is somebody who makes the move to New Hampshire in order to be an activist for liberty. You can go to freestateproject.org to learn more about that. We have a free state friendly police officer here in New Hampshire. His name's Brad Jardis. We've had him on the program in the past, and he's a really great guy. He's the law enforcement against prohibition member who's the only current on-duty police officer in the entire country, I think, at this point, who is an active member of Law Enforcement Against Prohibition. And he's a man who's become more and more principled over time as he's been interacting with Free Staters and other liberty activists up here. And I think he's an invaluable resource and somebody who I'm really proud to have on our side. And he's, beyond all that, a really great guy.
Yeah, nice guy.
Yep, 800-259-9231. Let's go to Nick in New Hampshire. Nick, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, how you doing?
What's on your mind tonight, Nick?
Well, I've heard about this this New World Order thing and how it will be enacted with this swine flu scare. So So I went online, did my own research, found out a lot, got scared a couple of times, and I'm here in college in New Hampshire, which I like it better up here, and I'm originally from PA. And I presented it to a friend, or that like one of my friends that's a cop down in Pennsylvania. And I presented it to another friend that's right now fighting for our freedom in Afghanistan.
Is he really?
Yes.
How's that?
Well, he's in the army.
And how's he fighting for freedom?
Well, he's over there defending our freedom.
How?
My freedom's not in danger. Please go on with your story.
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, so I talked to them, well, how can they enact a forcible vaccine? And first, coming from my cop in PA, he simply said they don't even have the manpower to enact roadblocks or would even do such a thing. Now, then, but that's just the cops alone, the troopers and the local. But they can, with military power, no problem at all. And that was said by him, too.
Would they also be defending your freedom if they were enacting such things?
No.
Well, why are they defending your freedom in Afghanistan?
Well,
have you ever thought about that before, or were you just uttering a cliché? It's okay if you were. We've all done it.
I was uttering. I never really thought of it that way.
That's okay. Look, about the whole New World Order thing, I'd just like to point out that I don't really know what it is. I've heard people being all frightened about it. And we kind of touched on it earlier where we were talking about there are indeed people who want to control others out there. We know that to be true. Are they all members of the same club? Are they all in agreement on what in what way to control people?
How to take over the world.
No. I think that the New World Order, as it's portrayed on various different conspiracy radio shows and that sort of thing, is it's kind of a simple oversimplification of the type of person who has power and who wants to wield it over others. That's what we're dealing with here. We're dealing with individuals who want to control others, and they need to be stopped by non-cooperation or other peaceful means. I thank you for the call. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Notorious space pirate Phoebus Crumb had retired to a frontier world, only to see it destroyed by raiders. Now, Crumb is given a new ship, a new crew, and a dangerous new mission. Infiltrate deep within enemy territory and destroy a deadly dreadnought that threatens the balance of galactic power. Follow the illustrated adventures of L. Neil Smith's Phoebus Crumb online now at bigheadpress.com/PK.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
eCigarettesNational.com would like to introduce an alternative to smoking regular cigarettes to all GCN listeners. It's called the e-cigarette. It looks, feels, tastes, and delivers nicotine like a regular cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, you don't have to worry about more than 3,900 toxic chemicals and tar entering your body. There's no flame, so there's no risk of fire, and has no dangerous secondhand smoke, so it's safe for the people around you, and will save you right around 50% over smoking regular cigarettes. So, get rid of the ashtrays, the smell, and the smoke. Learn more by visiting ecigarettesnational.com. That's the letter E, cigarettesnational.com. ecigarettesnational.com. And use coupon code GCN and receive 10% off your order. Or call 1-888-329-7064. 1-888-329-7064 today. To purchase, you must be 18 or older.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
Moments, enough time for your call. You can make it right now. 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
Inviting you to our website at freetalklive.com. We've got a lot of features, and we give them to you. And if you enjoy this program, you want to help Free Talk Live out, you can shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Just enter Amazon through that link. Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. It's the same great Amazon, the prices you're used to. They don't go up when you enter through our door. It's just basically our portal into Amazon's site. You're familiar with them. They've got free Super Saver shipping on a whole lot of their brand new items. And if you need to save a few extra bucks, go with the used option. You can even buy used through Amazon. Dozens of categories, the stuff you're looking for, the stuff you need, the stuff you want, it's all there. Place your order through amazon.freetalklive.com, and Free Talk Live will get a cut. We continue with your calls to Steve in New Hampshire. Steve, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on.
What's on your mind tonight?
I just wanted to make a quick comment about, well, I know you guys are on the same network as Alex Jones, and I wanted to read a quote, actually. I don't know if you're familiar with Terrence McKenna at all.
Yes, vaguely. He's kind of a spiritual guy.
To some degree.
Yeah.
I guess you could say that. He makes a point about conspiracy theories. I just wanted to quickly read this quote.
By all means.
He says, conspiracy theory, in my humble opinion, is a kind of epistemological cartoon about reality. Isn't it so simple to believe that things are run by the Greys and that all we have to do is trade sufficient fetal tissue to them and then we can solve all our technological problems? Or isn't it comforting to believe that the Jews are behind everything, or the Communist Party, or the Catholic Church, or the Masons? Well, these are epistemological cartoons. It is kindergarten in the art of amateur historiography. So I guess my point is that these people that are spending so much time and energy on conspiracy theories really should be putting their energy in the area that you guys are, in positive change and...
I agree. I'm of the opinion that the conspiracy theories tend to suck away people that could be very valuable activists for the ideas of liberty, people who believe in it. Some people believe differently, that in fact it's the conspiracy theories that get some people motivated and activated to do things. There's evidence for both sides. I concur. However, aren't we on Free Talk Live just conspiracy theorists that believe that the government is behind every ill?
Okay, fair enough. I see your point.
I mean, you know, if tariffs, McKenna's blanket statement there, and I agree with it, the examples that he uses, but we kind of say that here on Free Talk Live. I mean, every ill, it seems like.
That's not true. Not every ill, but person-on-person violence.
Just the ones we talk about.
Person-on-person violence is not, you know, necessarily government-caused. But I think, a lot of the problems in the world are caused by the desire of people to control others.
Yeah.
And those people tend to be attracted to positions of government, as government is control of others. It is force. And so I think that, it's not really a conspiracy theory, because the suggestion of a conspiracy theory is that there are people conspiring, plotting secretly to do things.
Oh, they are.
The government doesn't plot secretly in many cases. They do it.
They're behind closed doors. I mean, oftentimes they will not let you have, the freedom of information. They don't want you to get their documents
that,
and stuff.
But they're not, the government's actions in general are not secretive. They're very, very open. It's all out there.
More so.
Right. I mean, when they're raiding somebody's home, you usually hear about it because the neighbors next door saw it happen. There's a news report about it. We can find the facts out, at least some of the facts, and we can talk to some of the people involved. I don't know if the government operating openly and being violent towards people is in any way a conspiracy theory. Anyway, that was a response to Mark. Go ahead with your thoughts, sir.
No, conspiracy theory is I used to listen to Alex Jones a lot. And until recently, I just found your station, and I find it to be... Well, I find that my anxiety has probably gone down quite a bit.
Oh, that's good.
But
because the conspiracy theory view is very defeatist. It's very, we're all going to die. They're going to kill 90% of the world's population.
Yeah.
Maybe if we can get enough
DVDs. They run everything. It seems like every one of the federal agents is controlled by some kind of mind, controlled
right.
chip in order to be on the same page to do whatever it is that they're doing. 9/11 being an inside job or whatever it is that they're all conspiring to do.
Right. They can cover up 9/11 as an inside job, but they can't get the mail delivered. On time, right? The same organization.
Yeah.
So it's just frustrating. And I got an email, and I wish I could find it. Somebody sent an email recently, and it's not the first time I've had an email like this, but it was essentially saying that you guys are being too mean to the conspiracy theory people. You know, they are, a lot of them like freedom too. It's just that they're brand new and they're coming in at this particular point. And you sound like one of those examples of people who. You know, you came in at a certain point with finding another show that was more conspiratorially oriented. You inevitably found us somehow, and now you're here, and now you've come to this position, and it makes more sense to you. And as you're saying, your anxiety has gone away. So I'm not saying that there's no hope for those who've discovered the conspiracy world. It's just that it's a dangerous rabbit hole, as Mark has termed it before. And if you get too far down it, it can be pretty hard to get out of, because the conspiracy people, the promoters of the conspiracies, aren't promoting solutions. They're just talking about what they perceive to be the problems to be. And if they're promoting a solution, it's usually, put my DVD in somebody's hands, and hopefully if enough people see
the DVD...
Don't
forget stocking up on, the supplies for case the world crashes. And,
it'll change the world.
Machine guns and that kind of thing.
So I don't demean those who have found conspiracy theories. I've believed a few of them myself in the past.
I would say that I fit under the top level of conspiracy theory, in that I do believe that there is a group or groups of people that want to control the world and have control of our monetary systems, including the World Bank, the International Monetary Fund, the Federal Reserve. I think that these people certainly do want to control us.
To clarify my position, though, on conspiracy theories and promoting them, what I've always said and what I've been intending to say, and perhaps I've miscommunicated it in the past, but what I mean to say is that I don't think it is the most effective way to bring people to liberty. Because people will tell you, the conspiracy guys will tell you, well, I've shown people this DVD and they've come on board. Pointing out case studies of their friends or co-workers that they've managed to convert into believing in their conspiracy theory. And then they would say, well, eventually they might discover Liberty or Ron Paul, and, that'll lead them in the right direction, et cetera, et cetera. And that all may very well be true. I believe there are, that is true in some cases. But I think on the whole, promoting conspiracy theories alienates more people than it brings in. And I think that talking about real concrete examples of real tyranny, which, by the way, Alex Jones does a great job of doing, covering the police state. I think I laud him for that. But I think covering the concrete, realistic examples of man's inhumanity to man and the tyranny of the state is a much more comprehensive and persuasive method, and of course also promoting a solution like the Free State Project, is a persuasive method of bringing more people on board. Your thoughts?
No, I completely agree. I wish I could say it like you did.
Well, thanks. I've had plenty of practice. And any other thoughts for us tonight?
This is Free Talk Live. Guys.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it, Steve. 800-259-9231, unscreened caller on the AMP line. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
This is the Christian Anarchist.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight, Gene?
Well, I just wanted to talk some similar vein there. I don't disagree with you that conspiracy theory is not exactly the best way to go about promoting liberty, but it's not the worst way either. And I think that that I wanted to compare tonight your little excitement, which also I agree with is a pretty good way to promote liberty, which is the marijuana smoke out or whatever you're calling it.
Mm-hmm.
However, I want to tell you that you sound just like the conspiracy guys when you promote your marijuana smoke out thing. And I don't mind this. I don't mean the marijuana smoke out is a great idea. But in reality, if you're on the outside looking in, those two things, the conspiracy guys and the marijuana smokeout guys, are pretty much on the same level as far as promoting liberty. And I don't say that they're not valuable. I'm just saying that you certainly don't see the parallel between the two, and you're kind of prejudiced against one, and you're overly.
I don't see the parallel. I have to agree with. I have to say that I don't see the parallel there because when you're talking about freedom, when you're talking about the freedom to put something into your body, you don't have to convince somebody of a your story, your version of the events. That's what the conspiracy theorists are doing.
The parallel is that it's only directed towards a very small group of people. Not everybody's going to get all excited about liberty as far as marijuana goes. Just like. Not everybody's going to get excited about liberty as far as exposing the corruption of the people that are trying to control us. So in that regard, they're parallel. And I think Mark sees that. He certainly seemed to get that earlier today. That
Mark, did you see that?
I see that the fact is that, yes, that the people that are into the conspiracy theories aren't entirely on board the idea of liberty. They're on board with whatever it is that they think is the solution or whatever. And that pot activists aren't necessarily on board with the ideas of liberty. They're on board with the marijuana.
Yeah, thank you for the call tonight, Gene. I appreciate it. We are out of time, and we'll be back tomorrow night. It has been Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. And don't forget about the brand new Free Talk Live listen lines. Dial them up any old time. Listen on your phone, 217-238-6220. You can get the number anytime at freetalklive.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by NestleFamily.com, where nourishing, healthy, happy families is filled with fun. Kid favorites like chicken fingers and meatballs can be loaded with fat and calories, but with a few tweaks, you can have a healthy alternative. Instead of frying chicken fingers, bake them. Use ground turkey in place of beef, and substitute frozen yogurt for ice cream. Your kids won't miss a thing. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.